Welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner, highlighting a local social change maker, activist, or nonprofit leader.
Oh, she says it so much better than I can.
Okay.
Just let her do
now
it.
Now I can hear myself. Hi.
Yes. Good morning.
Good
How
morning.
Are you?
Happy Friday. You know, I kind of like that. I like the Friday slot.
Do you?
I think so.
All right. Well, if
you're
around.
Happy Friday.
We can always move it around or record stuff.
Yeah.
Whatever, but
we're nimble.
But Friday's good. It means Tyler's not here. So, you know.
So it's you and me, babe.
Just you and me.
Yeah.
Friday the 13th today.
My lucky day.
Is it?
I think it's a lucky day.
Right.
You know, it's all about the pagan thing. You know the whole story. 13 is a lucky number.
It's the day that the King of France killed all the Knights Templar. That's why it's unlucky. That's why we think of it as unlucky.
Yeah, well, it's all you Brits.
I wasn't there.
Not your fault.
Not my fault. Can't be blamed. So what's happening this morning?
We have a special guest. We have Eric Rassman, who is a friend of mine, and we are in an incredible organization together called Leap Forward. Eric is an impact investor, and I wanted Eric to talk about what impact investing is and what does that mean for individuals who have resources, inherited money, earned money, to do something different with their money. Eric, good morning.
Good morning, Caroline.
How are you?
I am well. I'm well. I didn't know it was Friday the 13th, and now I'm nervous something's going to happen on the show.
Hey, man, it's lucky day. Change your perspective. We know about all that, right?
Absolutely.
So, Eric, you are an impact investor. Tell my listeners, near and far, what that means.
Sure. So the general definition of impact investing is very broad and vague, but what it means is the people are using their money to create a positive impact in the world, maybe working on solar energy projects or scaling an organic farm, while at the same time making money. And people like to differentiate it from philanthropy because it's not just giving your money away, but looking to get some sort of financial return as well. However, that definition for me is incredibly limiting because what most people are investing in is some sort of incremental change. So, yeah, it's great that you start a new organic farm, but we've been doing that kind of impact investing for many, 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 many decades, and we don't really see a lot of relief from our biggest problems. You know, there's still tons of war around the world. The environmental degradation is increasing, and it kind of, I think it's time that we do something a little bit different. So my definition of impact investing has really become a lot more clear in the past couple of years. And now I can really sum it up by saying that it's about investing in people with all of my resources. And it's important there not just to think about my resources with money, but also my time, my energy, my knowledge, my network, but investing in people with all of my resources so they can be free to solve all these problems that we have in the world, like poverty, environmental degradation, et cetera.
Got it. So in terms of, is there an age group that is more geared towards this type of investing, or is it all age groups, all generations?
It's definitely all generations, but what you see is that the millennial generation are the ones that are taking more risk. So the older generations are saying, okay, well, we got all this money, we want to use it for good, but they're kind of stuck in the old paradigm, right? They have certain ways of viewing the world. The younger generations are coming in with the money, and the millennials that are there, that are here now, are actually inheriting the largest amount of money that the world has ever seen, and has the greatest potential to be the biggest and baddest impact investors. And they are really trying to open up the game and really innovate with things that are so completely different from what's been done before.
So the reason I'm having you on my social cause show is that I feel that this is an important element to moving the needle for in a variety of different categories of making our planet a healthier, safer, better place to live for our kids and their kids. And, you were involved in you did a presentation. I want you to talk about that a little bit because of what you found in terms of explaining what Leap Forward is, which is the group that we're involved in together.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Talk about that, and then like sort of the fallout. You know, how, you know, the vulnerability that you felt toward, and then as it's like the reverberated out, the acceptance from the group.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, the what's really getting in the way of impact investors really getting the kind of impact that they want are all these, and I'm going to speak for myself. I'll give a broad definition first, but it's all this emotional schmutz. You know, all these things that get in the way, like your fears or your unconscious sort of hidden definitions about what money is, or the ways that even though you want to be generous, you've learned how to be stingy from your parents. So, for example, I grew up in a household where money was tight. You know, my parents were first generation earners. They did very well, but they always felt like at the end of the day they were going to be starving if they lost $100, and that was completely despite the truth of what was actually in the bank. So I inherited that. I learned that growing up. And I carried with me throughout my whole life that very kind of like hidden dark part of my definition of money. And it affected everything that I did. So even though I wanted to be a really generous giver, I was always held back because I had this unconscious kind of like story in my mind. And so what I do a lot is I enter into these impact investing spaces. I go to the conferences and really try to spread the word that like, hey, let's look at these hidden dark corners within us. Like, what is it inside each of us that we're holding on to? And why is it that despite all of our best efforts, like, we're still kind of fighting each other? You know, I'm part of one impact group that is worth $4.5 billion, yet there isn't one real shared investment project. That's crazy to me.
Mm-hmm.
So this presentation that you're referencing with me getting up in front of a group of all of my peers and basically just telling them all my dark stories about money.
Yeah.
You know, where I was stingy, where I was holding on, where even though I was working in Ghana and I was trying to do this amazing work with youth development organizations, like I actually didn't know how to work with other organizations who were doing exactly the same thing because my ego was getting in the way. It had to be my brand or my definition of how change was going to occur. And we're all like so incredibly limited by these unconscious stories, by these hidden emotions that prevent us from actually working together to get this impact that we want. So I get up there and I tell this whole story, and the receptivity of the audience was unbelievable because as I'm sharing my story, as I'm sharing, you know, a story about how even though I found Leap Forward, which is the living embodiment of my dreams, of my values, of everything that I actually want to be and do in the world, even though I wanted to bring a lot of my money towards this initiative, I was actually petrified to do so.
Yeah.
Out of so many of my fears of not having enough money in the bank, despite that not being the truth.
Yeah. So quickly, what was the initial response?
Well, the initial response was kind of interesting. Part of the people I was very threatening to. Because this was the first time that I was like really, that they were really opening up these very vulnerable places inside of themselves. And then most of the crowd, most of the audience actually completely opened up. So people who, for example, who had never really been able to talk to their children about the money that they were going to pass on and how they wanted them to use that as a tool to invest in themselves, they never had that opportunity. Or they never were able to do it yet. And they came up to me afterwards and said, actually, for the first time, I feel like it's okay for me to have this conversation with my children. Because I got that emotional schmutz out of the closet for them. I made it safe for them to talk about things that were really locked up inside of them that they were really desperately dying to want to talk about.
Yeah, it's amazing when just one person verbalizes something, you know, and so many people are feeling the same thing. How that just clears the way for people to be able to let that go and move forward. I wish I had like so much more time to talk to you about this. Maybe we'll bring you back on later. We're wrapping up, and I wanted to ask you to direct my listeners to places where they can find out more about impact investing. And then the final comment, one thing that you want my listeners to know about about you and impact investing and what it's meant to you.
Sure. So I'd say the best place to look for, my definition of impact and impact investing is to go to Leap Forward's website. And that's leapforward.us, like all of us. And the reason why I point people there is because we're really ushering in a new definition of impact and impact investing. And the premise is, let's create an economy that really cares for everybody. What is it? How can we invest in each other? How can we bring all of our resources, our time, our money, our energy, our networks, everything, to invest in each other so we can all be free to tackle these amazing and really challenging issues that we have in the world? And that's very different from the traditional form of impact investing, which is, hey, let's just bring my money to the table and hopefully get a return.
It's more than even skin in the game as well, because it's really about your integrity. You have to really clear your own schmutz, as you use the word, your own stuff first. It's that start within, can't make change without changing within first type of
exactly.
philosophy.
And yeah, if I want to see a world where everybody is really kind, compassionate, loving, I want to see a world where people are free of their money stories, their money schmutz, then I have to start with myself. Mm-hmm. I can't go tell other people to do things that I'm not doing myself. So that would really be sort of the punchline, Caroline, is to walk away with the feeling of, hey, if you're a millennial with money and you really want to use it for good, or you're someone that's out there that really resonates with what I'm sharing, start by looking internal. Start by looking at where your hidden money stories are. And if you have interest to reach out and be part of this new sort of evolution of what impact investing means, really creating this caring economy by supporting each other and looking inside, then, you can reach out to me, and my contact information is on leapforward.us.
Leapforward.us. Okay, Eric, thank you so much for your time today. I love speaking with you. And
thank you,
I'm sure my listeners are, interested. And sorry, that's my alarm going off. Have a great day. And again, listeners, that was Eric Rossman of Leap Forward, a millennial impact investor that I thought you all would be interested in hearing from. And if you have any other great people for me to interview, go to my Caroline's Cause Corner Facebook page and send me a note, and I will definitely consider it. So for my first Friday of the ever and second show of the new year, this is Caroline with Caroline's Cause Corner. Make it a giving day.
Hey, this is Alice Cooper for Caroline's Cause Corner. Support your local charities and get involved. Until next time, make it a giving day.